Yeah, so we're learning Lama Beis, Lama Beis. And on top of the Amid, we just said that the Pasuk of Kol Cherim, Kodesh Gashem Mul Hashem, really is not teaching us anything about Cherimei Kahanim that are being Chal on Kodesh Mizbech. Really, it's talking about Me'ila. That Cherimei Kahanim have Me'ila, which is a Chiddush. You take an item and you say, it belongs to the Kohen, I'm giving it to the Kohen, Cherimei Kahanim. The Lach is, it's a Me'ila on it. Once a Kohen gets it, of course, there's no Me'ila. We had this already in Mesechus Erechin. Once the Kohen gets it, there's no Me'ila. It belongs to him. He can do whatever he wants with it. But before it goes to the Kohen, it has an Issa Me'ila. And we learn that from this pasuk of Kol Chelev, Kodesh Gashem Mul Hashem. Kol Cherim, Kodesh Gashem Mul Hashem. Break the Marakasha. L'me'ila lam likra, why need a pasuk for Me'ila? Kachi Kachim Ksiv Bey. Once it calls a Kachi Kachim, I don't need Lashem, I don't need the Kol Cherim Lashem. It says Kachi Kachim. And Kachi Kachim, we know, has the Me'ila. So the Mar says, no, Kachi Kachim does not always mean Me'ila. But Tameich, Hod Amar Avianai, Ein Me'ila Mefereshes Menei Torah, there's no Me'ila Mefereshes Menei Torah, but Oil Bavad. The only time you find Me'ila Mefereshes Menei Torah, Avianai says, is by Oilah Shenemar, Nefesh Ksiv Amal, Chotav Shkoga, Mekachi Hashem. By Me'ila, it says Lashem Kachi Hashem, Hami Yuchadim Lashem. Only comes from Yuchad Lashem, which is Ayla. Avazak Raviyana, Avachatas Vashem Loy Nafka. It's not from that pasuk. How do you know it? So, how do you know? Elamad Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Kol Chelev Lashem. It says Kol Chelev Lashem. That's the Rabbi Samuri Kachu Kalim Lim'ila. According to Rebbe, he holds that Chatas and Asham are enough of a called Yuchad Lashem. He holds Muri Kachu Kalim not called Yuchad Lashem. And there he says, the way you know Amuri Kachim Kalim Lemeila is from Kol Chelev, and Lom Likra Kachim Kachim Ksiv Bei. It says by Amurim a lashon of Kachim Kachim, or by Chatas is a lashon of Kachim Kachim. So what do you need? And by Asham is Kachim Kachim, not by Shlom. It says by Kachim Kachim, by Chatas and Asham. So Chayra, for Void Lom Likra, let me just speak out what it says over here. What we're saying over here is that even Chatas and Asham need a Rivui. So you just asked me, why did you need a ribui for Cherim Kahanim? It calls a Kachi Kachim. So I'm going to ask you back, what do you mean? Chatas and Asham are called Kachi Kachim. Both Chatas and Asham are called Kachi Kachim. Still, we need a pasuk of Kol Chelev to marvel that. Lom Likra, Kachi Kachim, Ksivu. It says by Chatas and Asham, Kachi Kachim. So why do you need a ribui to tell you about Me'ila? So it must be, Vashteta, Alma, Afagav, the Kachi Kachim, Ksivu. Even though it says Kachi Kachim in the parish by these things, Boyi kro, we need a pasuk l'rabunu l'meila to marve meila. Charamam nami by cherim also. Afagav the kachim kachim ksevu. Even though it says kachim kachim, boyi kro l'rabunu l'meila. Still need a pasuk to marve it for meila. And without the ribui for meila, there will not be a din meila. Just by saying kachim kachim, because kachim kachim does not mean anything. It doesn't mean enough that it's called meila. So like a part of that comes out from the sugi over here. That's only with the rabbanon and. We're saying that the pasuk really comes teach us that Cherimei Kahanim have Me'ila. So the Gemara Vayta Gufa. Hamakdish Oyla Bede Gavayis. This is Ula's Shita. Hamakdish Oyla Bede Gavayis. So it's Makdish Oyla Bede Gavayis. Ein Ba'al Ikov Gizbarim Levad. The only din it has is that the Gizbar is he's in charge when to bring the carbon basically. But there's no Kedusha Chal, no Mamanus Chal to the Bede Gavayis or to the or cherim, like we said, midiraisa. Meisve meisve kasha. It says in a brisa, makdash oil by the gavayis. Also shechta achtifta. You can't shecht it until you paid it. Basically, until you give money to the gavayis. If you makdash oil by the gavayis, until you give the money to the gavayis. This is really what Mordechai is saying. It's chal the carbon. Until you give the money to the gavayis, the carbon it can't be brought. That's pasuk on the brisa. And we just said that midiraisa is not just thing. And for the gemara, no, it's only midirabbanan. Rabbanan is thing. We went ahead and shechted the oil without giving money to the Gavai. Also it works. You see, it's only the Rabbanon. Joke to Gemara, Lamai midirabbanon. You tell me it's only the Rabbanon, the Gedin, this thing that's chal, the mumminess, the monetary value is chal to better Gavai, it's only with the Rabbanon. Let me ask you a kasha. Yoche Emer Seifa, it says, if someone's moyal in this behemoth is two milas, right? Just one for Ketchum is Beach. And one for Kachim Bet Gabayis. So it sounds like the Raisa. It sounds very much like the Raisa if there's Me'ila. Even the Rabbanon, Amai Shtei Me'ilos. Why are you Chayef for two Me'ilos? Our answer is, of course, with the Raisa, there's no two Me'ilos. It means it's Ru'uya to have two Me'ilos. With the Rabbanon, there's two Kedushas, and if it would be the Raisa, Ubiruya Patu Mi'ilois. So now we're starting a brand new sugya. It says in the Mishnah that if something, kachim mezbech or kachim mezgabayis dies, I'm not sure, we'll see in the Gemara what it means. It says yikfru, why do you have to bury it? Just be paid it. For example, let's see a shechter it. So just be paid it. Now, what's the problem? Teretz is called hamada v'haracha. That says that when you mak the something and then it gets a mummy and you paid it, it says you have to stand the hemed oisal fnei akoyin. And this is the psukim parash of Chukaisai, and it's mavuya there that you have to have a mod of aroch. You have to stand in front of the koyin, and the koyin evaluates it. So the shaila is, when do you say that? By the gabayis, by kachim mizbeach, by none, by both, by this, by that. So hold. It's unfortunate the article didn't make a chart for you. So try to keep cheshbon here. It's not so hard, and therefore we'll see the gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechonam. The Rabbanon argue Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanon hold yikfuru, right? So it's not the name of the Aracha. What's that talking about? Bede Gabayis or Kachim Mizbeach? This is a Mesu yikfuru. What's it talking about? Bede Gabayis or Kachim Mizbeach? In the Mishnah. You have opinion, Moshe? No opinion. Okay. You couldn't be wrong because it's Rechner on Shlokashi. All right, Yechler, Rabbanon, Echa Kachim Mizbeach, Echa Kachim Mizbeach.
I don't give an opinion.
Echa, yeah. Echad kachem yes, Yaakov comes to your hamshan. Or Rechad Baron, Echad kachem mezbeach, Vechad kachem begbayis, Hav bechlal moda v'haracha. Rabbanon says, Stai kachem mezbeach, and Stai kachem begbayis, or have a din hamoda v'haracha. That means if it dies, too bad, you can't pray it anymore. Yikbru. They both have a din hamoda v'haracha. And the Gemara later on will make this all, darshan from Sukkim. But Rosh Lakish says, Rabbanon kachem begbayis, Hav bechlal moda v'haracha. Bede Gabayis needs a Mad V'Racha. Kach Mizbeach lo yevachal Mad V'Racha. Kach Mizbeach does not need a Mad V'Racha. So that means the Mishnah that says when Mesu Yikvuru, according to Rosh Lakish, is going by Kach Bede Gabayis, Dafka, not Kach Mizbeach. Got that? What? And Rosh Shimon will be Pung Vaker, the comment. Rosh Shimon will be Pung Vaker then. Vizavizamoida, according to Rosh Shimon will be Pung Vaker. Because Rosh Lakish says Mesu Yikvuru means Bede Gabayis. Rosh Shimon will be Kach Bede Gabayis, Mesu Yiftu. So they'll be the opposite. They're both moider of Shimon Shita. There was that moider of Shimon, the kachem v'degabayis loy bechalal mada v'racha, like Rav Shimon speaks out, yiftu. The kachem is beach, hoyu bechalal mada v'racha. They both agree in Rav Shimon Shita. They only argue in Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that both need it, or only one. And another thing they both agree to with the Rakhoel, balmum me'ikroi loy bechalal mada v'racha. If someone's makdish a balmum, the mizbeach, obviously, because v'degabayis no din balmum. Someone's makdish bal mum lemezbeach, and have started off with a mum lekuli alma. You can paid it after it dies. There's no the problem of mother aracha. No, the mother aracha on that lekuli alma.
So you can be makdish bal mum to bal kmeitz.
No, you could, but there's no chalois bal mum then. No difference bal mum na bal mum. So here, if it needs a mother aracha, it needs a aracha size bal mum na bal mum. Here we're saying bal mezbeach is never chal mezbeach. Therefore, lekuli alma is not bechla mother aracha. That's the machlokes here. Machlokes Yerachem Shlokish is only Machlokes is by the Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, Rav Yerachem and Rabbanon hold both have a month of aracha. According to Rav Shlokish, Rabbanon hold only Bedek Abayis, which is like interesting. You wouldn't say that. You would say the opposite, right? Only Bedek Abayis. That's the even Psukim. Only Bedek Abayis has a month of aracha. So now let's see the Gemara's cast of Rav Yerachem and Shlokish. Tanan says in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon answers to the Rabbanon, Kachay Bedek Abayis Shemesu Yiftu. Now. Bishlam Rav Yechonah, it's very good smack. Bishlam Rav Yechonah, Rabbanon, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Hoye Bechla, Amad V'Aracha. So it's very good smack. You read the Mishnah, it says, Amesu Yikru, means both of them. Rav Shimon says, Barai, Kach Bede Gabayis, it's Yiftu. Not everything, I'm not agree to everything. So, Bishlam Rav Yechonah, Rabbanon, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Hoye Bechla, Amad V'Aracha, it's Rav Shimon Lefrusha, Rav Shimon has to explain, Kach Bede Gabayis, Amesu Yiftu. You speak out, Kach Bede Gabayis, I'm arguing with you. Elor, Shlokash, Lomali Lefrusha. Why does he speak it out? Lema Mesu Yiftu. He's going back in the Rabbanon. Rabbanon only said about Bede Gabayis. Lema's answer, by the way, Mesu Yiftu. Why does he speak out Bede Gabayis? According to Rosh Lakish. My answer is, Amalach Rosh Lakish. Rav Shimon Levi Yodah Mai Dama Tanakama. He wasn't sure what Tanakama said. He thought maybe Tanakama said by both. V'achakam Marlei. This is what he's telling him. Ibe Kachem Mizbeach. If you're talking about Kachem Mizbeach, Medina Lach, that that needs Hamad Avracha. But Kach Berek Abaye, he said, oh, does not need it. Mesu Yiftu. That's who's speaking out. Because they didn't know exactly what the Rabbanon was saying. Now we bring a raya from a brisa to Rabbi Yechanan. Well, when we bring a raya to Rabbi Yechanan, we have to mean like this, that Kotche Mizbeach, according to the Rabbanon, have a Hamad Avracha. That's what it means to bring a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. The Kotche Mizbeach, according to the Rabbanon, have a Hamad Avracha. So see, Tanya Kavasei to Rabbi Yechanan. Then in the pasuk it says, V'im kol behemah temeya ashala yikrivu men akarvan Hashem. If you have a behemah temeya, they don't be back of a karvan Hashem. V'hemah as a kohen, as a behemah fnei kohen. You stand the behemah fnei kohen. That's the pasuk says. So what are we talking about here? Behemah temeya? V'im kol behemah temeya ashala yikrivu Hashem. What are we talking about? Behemah temeya? Let's see. V'im kol behemah temeya ashala yikrivu menu v'bali mumen shiftu kosu davar. Zok Rabbi Yechanan, the pasuk talking about bali mumen. At the end bali mumen, you're saying it's talking about bali mumen. No, ina ela behemah temeya. Maybe it's talking about behemah temeya. When the pasuk says a few pesukim later, it says in behema temeya ufada ve'akacha. So arei behema temeya ama. We know behema temeya, real behema temeya. Hamani mekayim v'mkol behema temeya sheyakiru menu karvan Hashem. What are we talking about? By mumin sheyiftu. Talking about mumin sheyiftu. Now, first the brass goes weiter. What type of mum are being paid? Yachol yiftu amum ayve. Maybe you paid a kotcher mizbeach on a mum that's going to get better. And that's mash masha eina kreva kol ikar. You can't be makrivet at all. Yotzazu, it's coming to exclude this sheina kreva hayoyim elamacha. This is not carved today, only tomorrow. V'amarachmana avad lehamad varacha. And what does it say in the pasuk? V'hemereisa koyin. So you see, a brisa says that by kachem mizbeach you have a din amad varacha. Okay, so that's a brisa. Now what's the big deal? Maybe it's going with Rav Shimon. Everyone gets Rav Shimon kachem mizbeach is amad varacha. How do you know it's a right Rav Shimon? I'm going to Rav Shimon. Zok Rashi. Rashi says that Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is the bar plukta of Rav Shimon. And therefore you see from this brisa that the Rabbanon hold kachem mizbeach needs hamad varacha. And from our Mishnah, we see that Bedek Abayis is hamad varacha. Because you see, Rav Shimon argues on the Tanakama. It means that Tanakama is saying Bedek Abayis is hamad varacha. So therefore, it's a bottom line. It's a right to Rabbi Yechanan that they have hamad varacha, sai v'kachem mizbeach, and sai v'kachem Bedek Abayis.